morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi Wing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an east-west treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, in September of 2000, we started a weekly live radio show bringing in new guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-551-3880. That's 1-800-551-3880.
Good morning. Welcome again to Freedom from Pain program. Today we have three guests scheduled for you. Before then, we want to say something about the DNA. It was 50 years ago this month that James Watson and Francis Crick got the Nobel Prize for discovering the DNA, which is the blueprint to make the human. And if I got some time today, later on, I'll show that, or next time, that gene therapy is really not the key to the cure of diseases, because genes are just a mechanical dummy, the blueprint. The higher energy, the mind and spirit, is still what governs health, what sustains health. And they make good genes, make bad genes, and decide on which gene is expressed, which genes are not expressed. Okay, so and my treatment had nothing to do with genes. All everything can be cured, but it had to do with the spirit and the mind. Do we have our first guest on the line or not? Our first guest is Terry. Do we have a guest on the line?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, this is Terry.
Oh, Terry? Good.
Hi.
Terry, can you tell us, Noah, where are you from and what do you do?
I am from? I'm sorry?
I can't hear you. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, Terry?
Yes, Dr. Tong, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Dr. Tong.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, Dr. Tong, I can hear you.
Okay. Can you tell us what kind of work do you do and where are you from?
My work, I do, actually, we work with DNA.
Oh.
I am a manufacturing supervisor.
Yes.
And I am employed in Irvine. And I live in Orange County.
Oh, I lose you again. Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, you're here. Okay. So,
yes.
Since my equipment's not working, I'm just using the phone.
Oh, sorry.
Can you hear me well, okay?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, so tell us what you do and where are you from?
Oh, I work in a manufacturing department on the UCI campus, University of California, Irvine. And I'm currently living in Orange County. Laguna Hills is the town.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell us what kind of problem before you came to see us.
Okay, I had a huge list of problems.
Yes, I know, I see that right there.
Yes, okay. The three main problems that you've helped me with since I've been seeing you, major, I would say the first one is neck and back pain.
Yes, uh-huh.
I used to go to a chiropractor twice a week. And now, since I've been coming to see you, I have not seen the chiropractor at all, which has been 5 weeks.
So how long have you had this neck and back pain?
Oh, I would say 30 years or more.
So did you see also conventional doctors and get conventional
yes.
treatments?
Yes, I did. I saw conventional doctors. I've gone through physical therapy. They've given me, as usual, many pills. Nothing helped me.
Yes. Also that when I see you, one of the things that you suffer was anxiety, depression,
right.
lack of concentration, forgetfulness, low sex drive, you don't mind saying, high cholesterol, low immune system. How are those things now?
Those things, other, I can't say about the cholesterol because I haven't had a test, but everything is so much better.
So your mental clarity is much better, right?
Yes, and I was coming off an antidepressant when I came to see you, and I was really worried about not taking anything.
Yeah.
And I'm not depressed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not anxious.
Yeah, how many treatments have you had with us?
I've had 4 treatments.
So only 4 treatments, and you have had this problem for years?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you also sent your boss to us. Can you
yes,
tell
I
us
did.
How he's doing?
He's doing good.
Good.
Yes, he's having a relief. He also had back pain and neck pain.
Mm-hmm. How about your chest pain? You also have chest pain, sinus problem, dizziness. How are those problems now?
Gone. They're gone.
Okay, so folks, here's a patient that had years of problem, headaches, depression, mental concentration problem, and memory problem, postmenopausal problem. And she has only had 4 treatments. And you are not, are you following our diet?
Yes.
Okay, but not as good as you think, right?
As I can.
Because I remember your boss telling us about your party, that no drinking and stuff like this. But even then, you're still, most of your problem is gone. How about
exactly.
the pain?
Exactly. The pain, I have no pain.
No pain. So are the 4
no
treatments. Okay.
Exactly. I had no pain after the first treatment.
Uh-huh. So, anybody who's listening to this story is true. We are not doing it too smoothly right now because I have some equipment problem, and we are just broadcasting this over the phone.
Right.
So anybody who has a similar problem, pain, anxiety, depression, memory problem, chest pain, sinus problem, they are very easy to cure. If you know, especially on younger people, if they are not terminal, the problem is very easy to cure. And give us a call. Our number is 714-556-8664. So thanks very much, Terry, for joining
you,
us.
Dr.
And you have a nice weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Yes. Now, our second guest has been a guest with us before. Is Jackie. Jackie and her husband came to see me, and because of the result that we got from for her, she also brought her uncle, and I want to talk about her uncle, the treatment. Is Jackie on the line or no?
I'm here, Doctor. Dr. Tong?
Yeah, Jackie?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Yes, a little bit, okay.
Oh.
Now, can you summarize for us... what do you do and where are you from?
Yes, my husband and I are here in Lakewood, California, caring for our uncle.
Yes.
And we've been in residential care business before, and My uncle lost his wife and needed some help. So he's 88 years old. And
yes.
After he saw what you had done for me and my pain leaving,
yes,
he decided he had better make an appointment too.
Okay. Why don't you summarize what happened to you, what was your problem before you come to see me, before
All
you
right.
came to see me?
Well, my low back, my sciatic, I was having a lot of pain and problems with it, and I got to the point where I would have to even crawl to the bathroom each morning. Everything was worse in the morning.
And how long have you had those problems?
Over a year.
Over a year.
Uh-huh.
You also have numbness in your right leg, correct?
Pardon me?
Numbness in your right leg. You had numbness.
Yeah, I did have that too. Uh-huh.
Yes. Okay. So let me see. How many treatments had you had from us improvement?
I think I only had, well, after the first treatment, I walked out of your office with no pain.
Wow.
And,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have a total of three treatments. So
Pardon
how
me?
Much are those problems you still have?
I don't have any problem now with
okay,
it at all.
Okay. So the numbness is gone. How about your hearing problem and ankle problem and constipation?
No, I have none of that. No constipation, no ankle problems, no back or sciatic problems, none of that. All of it's gone.
Great. How about the hearing problem? Did we ever improve your hearing yet or no?
Urine problem?
The hearing.
Oh, hearing.
Yes. yes.
It's a little
I guess
hard to hear
we haven't totally improved you, huh?
I have a slight bit of hearing problem. But it is much better.
Oh, only with three treatments, correct?
What?
Okay, now, can you tell us about your uncle and what was his history? Because he also has some hearing problem.
Yes, he has pretty serious hearing problem and has since he was a child.
Uh-huh.
In one
okay,
ear.
Okay, what are the other problems?
He had a terrible pain in his neck and shoulder. And he had his ankles swell a lot, and he was on three different medications.
Mm-hmm.
And
he also had heart surgery, and then he had a pacemaker, and also with prostate problem.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he was active, right? Playing golf up
yes.
until when?
He was, I think he was golfing up until, a year or so ago, I believe it was.
How long ago?
I think he told me about a year ago.
A year ago.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What happened?
He just didn't have the energy for it anymore, and his hands were swollen, and he didn't have much feeling in them, and he just couldn't get around the golf course anymore.
I see, yeah. That's one thing I noticed, because he was really, really tired, because his eyes pretty much closed all the time during the first visit.
Yes,
okay.
Very tired.
So tell us, I know he has had, three treatments or two treatments?
He's only had two treatments.
Okay, so tell us
what
are the improvements that you can observe, that he can say.
The swelling in his ankles are greatly reduced, and his neck pain is gone.
Oh, that was the worst, the neck pain.
Yes, that was number one.
Yes.
And he can close his hands now. Most
mm-hmm.
of the time he can close. He couldn't do that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He has much less nasal drip now.
Good.
And
how's his energy?
What? And he wakes up rested in the morning. He sleeps well. I think he was sleeping pretty well before. But now he's more alert in the mornings and more rested.
Okay. Is walking any better?
It is right after your treatments, so I have a feeling that all of that's going to come back.
Right. I know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Last time, right after the treatment, last time I also gave him a treatment for his hearing, and then he said that he can hear more clear.
Yes.
Did you notice any difference on his hearing?
Yes, he says there is a difference in his hearing.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
So do you guys notice any difference?
Do we notice any difference?
When you talk to him?
Yeah, I believe we seem to notice a difference, too. I don't have to yell at him or anything, you know.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He can understand me most of the time when I'm close to him.
Yes, and as I told you, our goal is within 2 months, get him back on his, on the golf course.
Oh, yes. He is so anxious to do that.
Yeah. Well, here's the point. You know, Medicare only allows for about 3 treatments every 2 months. And if you guys can keep once a week a treatment, I know in 2 months I should be able to get him back playing some light golf.
You bet. He plans to keep up his treatments regardless of what Medicare pays for.
Oh, good. Okay.
So
I want the listeners to know that he's 88 years old.
88 years old.
Yeah. So his mind is pretty clear. And last time he's a lot more alert, like he was saying that even though I got my eyes closed, I'm hearing everything you guys are saying or something like that, you know?
You bet.
Yeah.
Jackie,
thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
For the equipment problem.
My husband just reminded me that his lungs, he's breathing better, too. His lungs are better.
Oh, good. Yeah, because he had bronchitis in the past, right?
Uh-huh. He sure did. Okay.
Well, yeah, thanks very much for sharing the story of your uncle and yourself, okay?
You're welcome. Very
welcome.
Have
a nice weekend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Here's the point. Arthritis, neck pain, shoulder pain, bronchitis, constipation, swelling. I forgot to mention that Rod, the uncle, also have atrial fibrillation in the heart, which is better because, he can breathe better. When he breathes better, that means that you're getting more oxygen in the system. The reason why that everything have problems, the symptoms, is because the mind's energy are not getting in the body. The mind's energy, the Chinese call qi, is actually life. This life opens up circulation, and when you open up circulation, that's when you can pick up the oxygen in your lung and you can breathe better. Yes. Anyway, yes, I can see the screen. Do we have our third guest on the line? Because I want to give them some time. These guests have been on our show before. Is another Rodney. He had kidney cancer. And they remove one of the kidney and then remove another part of the kidney or the remaining kidney, but they never treat the cause of cancer. And the cancer returned, harming the liver, and the liver has been secreting a lot of fluid, causing a lot of distension and ascites. And he was in a lot of pain. His testicle was the size of a cantaloupe. I didn't quite believe it until I saw him. Let's get Rod on the line. Rod?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Dr. Tong.
Hey, you sound pretty good. Every time after my treatment, you sound pretty good.
I wish
the listener would listen to him every time he came in before the treatment. You hardly have any energy, any air to talk.
That's right.
Can you summarize a little bit for us your history?
All right.
Yeah?
I came to you about 5 weeks ago with extreme bloating, swelling from my chest all the way down to my feet, and I could not breathe because I was so bloated, and I wasn't able to breathe, I wasn't able to urinate right, and I had no appetite at all. And with the very first visit that I saw you, the hospice doctors had told me there's nothing we can do about the bloating. The hospice doctors saw me. They said, we have no medicine. We have no treatment for you. You just, it's just part of the disease. So I figured I just had to live with it. But then my son found out about you, gave me your telephone number, and I called you, and with the very first visit, the next morning, my swelling had gone down 70%, 60%. I was able to urinate, and I had no trouble breathing.
Yeah.
I had no trouble breathing, and I had no trouble urinating.
Yeah.
Or before, I was in really bad shape.
Yes, when you were on the phone, you asked me to see you as an emergency basis. You just say you want some pain relief.
Yeah.
Pain was all you care. Life and death is not really the matter. And when I saw you, I was, to be honest, a little nervous because I know when I see your abdomen and the swelling in the testicle was really huge. And it was not until the second time that I relieved the pain on the testicle, though, right?
Pardon?
It was not until the second time that I give you some pain relief in the swelling in the testicle, though, right?
No, I was in the first visit.
First visit?
Yeah,
okay.
I was in the first visit.
How are you urinating now?
I'm urinating fine.
Okay. Well, here's the point, okay? The urination means that you're able to urinate. It means that your kidney function has returned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You had kidney cancer in the past.
Yeah.
And they only removed the cancer. They removed the kidney.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did not treat the cause of cancer.
No.
Okay? So they removed part of the second kidney. They still did not remove the cause of the cancer. So the kidney was not functioning. So eventually, everything fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you were not able to urinate, and you have all the pain. And now the reason why, how's the distension today?
Pardon?
How's the swelling? How's it today? You had a treatment yesterday.
Yeah, it's not as bad as it was the day before. It's
great.
I'm still bloated, but it's
yeah.
not as bad.
Yeah. Well, here's really the point, okay? Tell us what happened since you have Kaiser. And
right.
they will not allow you to come to see me. And right now, you are on appeal. Can you tell us a little bit about what they say?
Well, they denied my first claim to go from Kaiser to an outside doctor. So I appealed it, and then they sent me to another doctor to examine me to see if that doctor could give me a referral to you.
What was the reason they denied their first first application?
Well, they said because they would not refer to outside doctors that were doing experimental drugs. And I told them, I said, he doesn't do any drugs. I said, it's all natural. Well, we're sorry, we can't do it. And that was it.
What was it? They said that I'm doing experimental drugs?
That you were doing experimental drugs.
Nobody ever called me. How would they find out?
I don't know.
Okay,
that was
just an excuse. So here's
the doctor
point.
Called me back, and he told me that he had talked to you.
No, nobody ever called me, okay? I don't see how a professional can lie through their teeth like this.
Yeah.
Okay? Here's a patient that was really dying. If you don't get enough treatment, okay, my treatment can save you if you get frequent enough treatment. Like before the swelling has accumulated, I can give you another treatment before you accumulate and catch up faster than the fluid accumulate. I can restore the healing function, get rid of the problem in the liver. There is always a good chance according to your improvement each time. Each time you came in, you were so tired, you can hardly talk, and afterwards you talk pretty much normal.
Yeah.
The next day, edema and the fluid swelling improve, and you can breathe better, urinate better. That means that I'm making your body healing the cancer.
Yes.
The problem is that these people have no heart. The doctors
no.
have no heart, and have many, many cases
yeah.
in the past. I had one
yeah.
patient who was on a wheelchair for 2.5 years, and I make her walk after 2 treatments. She has spinal cord injury. And after 2 treatments, she walked for 2.5 months. And the doctor from the insurance company said my treatment is not necessary, and they
mm-hmm.
sent it to the Orange County Medical Association. And a whole group of doctors agree with this other doctor that she doesn't need my treatment. And now
mm-hmm.
she's back on the wheelchair, looking from one acupuncturist to another acupuncturist, trying to duplicate my results. Well, what are you planning to do with Kaiser?
Well, I wanted to ask you a question this morning,
yeah.
Dr. Tong. They said that they couldn't do anything about my bloating, about my retaining water.
Right.
I've retained about 24 pounds of water.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
I can't get rid of it, and it's really, really bad.
Right.
So somebody suggested dialysis, and for me to go in for dialysis, and that they would purify and take away a lot of that water. What do you suggest?
I don't think that's a good idea, okay? Right now, your face still looks very good. It doesn't look like the grayish no dark colors that most dialysis patients have.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that I'm trying to get the remaining of your kidney working.
Right.
Okay? They are trying to take over the kidney's function.
Yes.
The dialysis machine can never duplicate nature's the natural kidney. The natural kidney, the function is very complicated, so they cannot duplicate it. Even if they duplicate it, then you are killing the rest of your kidney. Just like, let's say, if your body part is not working, the best thing is try to get the body working. Let's say you have a company. One department of the company is not producing the product for the total welfare of the company.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to import those products that the department is not producing. Otherwise, that department will take a permanent vacation. So if you put yourself on dialysis, your kidney will never work for sure.
Really?
Well, because something is doing its job for it. So, let's say you're a policeman, and you're not, you're a police, you're a police officer. You used to be a police officer, okay?
I'm retired.
So let's say you were not doing your job. Now, would the department make you do your job or just hire somebody to do your job? If you hire somebody to do your job, then you won't need to do your job anymore.
That's right.
Then you take a permanent vacation, and you become weaker.
Right.
Your law enforcing power, sooner or later, will you lose it totally because you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
So, and besides, the replacement is not really the real thing. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, Rod, thank you very much for, I can hear the music. Thank you very much for your sharing the story. I hope that Kaiser will change their mind.
And, I hope so too, Doctor.
Yeah, but the problem is that today, because we live in such a materialistic world, we no longer recognize that we are spirits.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care, most of us, especially in the medical profession, because
right.
they care too much about money, about keeping the status quo, keeping drug and surgery, so they can make money. They don't care about somebody who live or die. And that's a big problem. Yeah, I suggest that like I told you, call your local newspaper, share the story with them. They are only afraid of public opinion. They are not afraid of anything else. Well, anyway, thank you very much for sharing the story with us.
You're listening to LA's conservative voice. Hot Talk 830 KPLS. Orange Radio on the right.